From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Hudson housing officials picked up Mount Cole Construction and Development Corporation to rebuild public housing in the Columbia County City. The plan is to build new public housing units, move the current tenants into them, then tear down the 50-year-old Bliss Towers and Columbia Apartments and build other housing on those sites. Hudson Housing Justice Director Michael Tulo, Mayor's Aide Michael Hoffman, and Hudson Housing Authority Executive Director Jeffrey Dodson chose the Westchester County-based developer from five proposals. Tulo said the new units that will eventually be built on the sites of the current buildings could be mixed income, though hoped that there will be more affordable units in the new plan. The city does not yet have a timetable for construction or demolition. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York Comptroller Tom DiNapoli has given lawmakers and the governor until 4 p.m. on April 20th to pass a new budget or a fourth deadline extension. Sources close to the governor and legislative leaders claim they are close to an agreement with changes to the bail reform law, the largest impasse. Housing and charter school issues are also said to be complicating a deal. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Several years ago, at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, there weren't enough ventilators in the state. But now, Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Greene County Emergency Medical Systems has acquired three LTV 1200 ventilators. Greene County EMS President Mark Evans explained that they got the ventilators through Columbia Memorial Health, saying, and I quote, "The three units they gave us required updating, new software, new batteries, field carrying cases, which in total was about $10,000. Since we did not budget money for this, I sought out the assistance of the Rural Health Network, which I have been a member of for the past 15 years or so," end quote. The Rural Health Network provided the money, and now paramedics will use the ventilators for patients who have suffered cardiac arrest and regained pulses and who require intubation. The three units will be spread around the county, and Greene County EMS says, and I quote, "As a rural county without its own hospital and with extended transport times from various areas, this is a necessary step in providing region-leading health care to our patients," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soon. Raymond Pignon at Columbia Green Media reports that an 11-mile trail network opens in Hunter on April 22nd. The trail connects Catterskills Falls in Haines Falls to Dolan's Lake in the village of Hunter. The new trail runs partially over the Catskill Mountain Railroad path and includes a new 90-foot-long pedestrian bridge replacing a railroad span over a small Schoharie Creek tributary. The trail network now connects Catterskill Rail Trail at the Mountaintop Historical Society at Haines Falls, the Huckleberry Multi-Use Trail in Tannersville, the New South Lake State Campgrounds, and the Escarpment Trail, the site of the former Catskill Mountain House. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.